Boston Globe launches racial justice newspaper, The Emancipator. By Joel B. Polak on March 24, 2021. The Boston Globe has launched a new publication called The Emancipator, in coordination with Boston University's Center for Anti-Racist Research. The publication, named for an 18th-century abolitionist newspaper, aims to hasten racial justice. According to the Boston Globe's website, Boston University's Center for Anti-Racist Research and the Boston Globe's opinion team are collaborating to resurrect and reimagine The Emancipator, the first abolitionist newspaper in the United States, founded more than 200 years ago. Abolitionist newspapers were focused wholly on ending slavery. Just as 19th-century abolitionist newspapers hastened emancipation, this project will amplify critical voices, ideas, and evidence-based opinion in an effort to reframe the national conversation and hasten racial justice. The advisory board of The Emancipator includes Ibram X. Kendi, director of Boston University's Center for Anti-Racist Research, who recently argued that white people who adopt black children may still be racist, in the context of the left's attack on Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Barrett has adopted and raised two children originally from Haiti. The board also includes Nicole Hannah-Jones, who won the Pulitzer Prize for the lead essay in the New York Times 1619 Project, even though the paper had to correct her false claim that the American Revolution had been fought to defend slavery in the colonies. Others on the board include undocumented illegal alien journalist Jose Antonio Vargas and MSNBC host Joy Ann Reid, who has faced accusations of homophobia and anti-Catholic bias. The board does not include any white males. Scholar Ian F. Haney Lopez identifies as Latino. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new novel, Joubert Park, tells the story of a Jewish family in South Africa at the dawn of the apartheid era. His recent book, Red November, recounts the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.